Okay, so the Dune Studio. The Dune Studio in 2009. So, it's Kalabasar continues. And it goes, Daf Kuf Hem and Aleph. Kuf Hem and Aleph. It says, Amar of Idi Bar Avin, Amar of Yitzchak Bar Ashian. Okay? It's two dots. So it says, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah, Ve'achronim Chovah. So Mayim Rishonim is a Mitzvah. Mayim Achronim is a Chovah. Okay? So Rashi says, Chova adifa mi mitzvah. Well, come parach my chova sayah. So it's, chova is a stronger term than mitzvah. I think we'll explain what the chiv is. Okay, mitzvah is shmoder echam.
You know why you switched it?
Okay, and, right. So that's what they're saying. Rishonim is mitzvah, achronim is chova. So two levels. Apparently there are two levels of chiv or mitzvah somehow, which we don't know exactly what the levels are, but apparently there's a stronger connotation of chiv or of something in Mayim Achron and then Mayim Rishon. Okay? It's fun. So that's what Rav Yitzchak Barishim says. Okay. Meismei. So Gemara has a question from a Braisa. Braisa implies differently. Braisa says Mayim Rishon Rechon Chova and Mayim Rishos. So you see, it's not true. You see, the Gemara equates, the Braisa equates Rishon Achronim as Chova. So you're telling me that that Rishonim is only a mitzvah, it's not a chova. But you see the Bryce is openly against it. It says that it's they're both chova. So it's an open contradiction to Rav Yitzchak, where is she in? Right?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. But in Soyim Rashi, Shinotlim Ben Tavshil Tavshil Valma. So in Soyim is talking about stuff you wash in between one Tavshil and another Tavshil. It's all question whether that's talking about between meat and milk, or I mean, that's a separate discussion. About there's a Tosis about that. Like, what's it even talking about? Why are you washing between Tavshel and Tavshel? What's the whole idea there?
Rashi implies not.
But I think Tosis, there's a whole question. Tosis, I think, Rabbeinu Tam learned this between me and Milk, I think. Yeah. Whatever, fine. Let's leave it. Okay, leave that. But whatever. So I'm slamming some other deal. Which is Rishos. So that's why we don't know about it, because we don't take up that Rishos. Okay. So that's a question, right? So we have a contradiction on our hands. Or a mesve. Right? The Braisa seems to be against this particular Mora. Okay. So the Gemara answers, Mitzvah legabe rishos chova karila. Okay, so a mitzvah, when compared up against rishos, is compared to a chova. Rashi explains. Mishum de tani and saim behadaihu, since the Braisa lists and saim also, karil rishonim chova, therefore called rishonim chova. The afpish ain't a metal mitzvah, even though they're really, in Echonami, they're only a mitzvah. Chashivos hain, etzel harashos, the grum chova. Relative to the rishos, they're chashiv enough to call it a chova. Okay, so Gemara's answering. So again, what was the stira was that on the one hand, you're telling me that Yitzchak's saying is Rishonim is only a mitzvah and Achronim is a chova, but on the other hand you see they're both chova. So it says, no, really which one is correct? Really the one which is correct is Rav Ashiyan. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan. That really their Rishonim is a mitzvah and Achronim is chova. They're different. So why does it say they're both chova? It says, no, relative to Emtsayim, because the Braisa is talking about Emtsayim also. So relative to Emtsayim, it's so significant that it's considered a chova. But it really, if you ask me what is it, it really is a mitzvah. But it just, since this grouping you're talking about, I'm saying, in this and that braisa, so it calls it chova, like Achronim.
I mean, I just had it's
So David's question is a good one. And service doesn't really make sense, because if you're telling me that it's not, I mean, what is it? What is it? You're telling me in reality, there are three things. There's chova, which is Achronim, there's mitzvah, which is Rishonim, and there's Rishos, which is Emtsayim. So why is it all of a sudden when you discuss Emtsayim, you're going to call Rishonim something that it isn't? When Rishonim is saying it's a chova, it's a mitzvah. So now all of a sudden, because you're discussing Emtsayim, all of a sudden for contrast, you're going to pretend as if my Rishonim is a mitzvah, but a chova, it's not a chova. What is it? I mean, do these terms have meanings? In terms of meaning, you can't just like for pretend in order to show a contrast as if it's not a mitzvah, it's a chova, it's not. It's not what it is. So why couldn't the Braisa just say? It could have said simple. It could have said, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah, Achronim Chova, Emtsayim Rishos. The Gross could have said that was trying to save space, and saying the wrong thing. So it's not really answering the question. Right? What's that idea? Part of the problem is we don't know what Chova and Mitzvah really are yet at this point. You know what I mean? Like, Chova, I mean, they sound like the same. It's hard to really differentiate between the two. But despite that, I mean, that's where we're going to do Tosos. Tosos gets into that. But despite that fact that we don't yet know that, could we gain insight into, could we say anything here?
No.
And I think the question boils down to, is Mayim Rishon Chova, or is it not Chova? Or is it Mitzvah? I mean, on the one hand, on one Beraisa, in Rabbi Yitzchak, he's not willing to call it Chova. Yet the Beraisa is willing to call it Chova. So the question is it Chova or is it not Chova?
Well, no.
So Max is a good step, is that, which one is it? You have to decide, is it Chova or is it Mitzvah? So it says, you see from the Gemara that really it's Mitzvah. Because it says, Mitzvah Gavrishus Chova Karila. Calls it that. But you see, apparently, really, it's a Mitzvah. But in this context, it's calling it Chova. So the question is, in what? But still, the question now comes is that why should you call it something that it's not? I mean, it doesn't make sense, though. You know, I mean, what is it? It's not that. Why are you calling it that? But at the very least, I think we have to say. Yeah, at the very least, you have to say is that two different contexts.
Right.
That obviously, the word chova, there it could be used in different senses, and that's what you have to say is that there's one sense and there's another sense. There are different two senses of the word chova. Right, that's what you have to be looking for. Because how could you call the same thing? Is it chovah or not chovah? So it must be that there are two senses. In the real sense, I mean, apparently it's a mitzvah, it's not a chovah. But there's another sense of the term chovah, which validates calling it chovah.
That's what I'm saying.
That there's a difference. There's two types of ways of analyzing a thing. There's one way is you could analyze, well, what is it? What is this thing? What's the nature of the institution? It says there's different types of institutions. There's an institution of Chovah, there's an institution of Mitzvah. Two different institutions. Mayim Rishonim is an institution of Mitzvah, Mayim Achronim is an institution of Chovah. But there's another question, is not in terms of what is the nature of the institution, but is in terms of how the Gavra has to relate to it. In terms of his Chayos. Do I have to do it, or do I not have to do it? You know what I mean? Like, for instance, he'll tell me that one's a Mitzvah, one's a Chovah. So what does that mean to me? Then dollars and cents. Bottom line, what does that mean? Do I have to do it or do I not have to do it? The answer is I have to do it. So the difference is a nice difference when you're studying the world of Svara. They're two different things. But bottom line is, aren't they both mandated by the Torah? So what's there's a framework of talking about something in terms of obligation. So you'll say, in terms of, as compared to Rishus, that's what it means, the Gabi Rishus. Because Rishus is saying, Rishus means I don't have to do it. And Chovah means I do have to do it. Now, I don't care whether it's Mitzvah or whether it's Chovah. Mitzvah doesn't mean I don't have to do it. Mitzvah means I do have to do it. But there are two types of things that I have to do. There's one type of thing I have to do is a Chovah type of thing. Another type of thing I have to do is a Mitzvah type of thing. But they're not different in their degree of obligation. They're both obligated. But it's different. They're different. I mean, we have to define what the difference is. But Rav Yitzchak is defining what is the very identity of the institution. In institutions, there are two institutions. Chovah, there's Mitzvah. Two different things, which we don't even know what they are. I mean, they sound the same to us, but that's what we're going to have to get to. But he's in definition, he's saying they're different institutions, they're not the same thing. But that doesn't mean, now if you look up in the Shulchan Aruch and you say, do I have to do it? So Rishonim and Achronim, I have to do. And Tzoyim, I don't have to do. You know what I mean? So it's Chovah, in the sense, practically it's Chovah. So you can talk practically or you can talk conceptually. Conceptually, no. One's called, one's missing. Practically, they're both chovah. You know, and the way it illustrates that is Lagabi Rishos, because Lagabi Rishos is not defining the thing. It's telling you whether is it Rishos or is it chovah. Right? I mean, that is what strikes you. First of all, chovah, mitzvah, I mean, whatever. Do I have to or do I not have to? So let's say there are two different ways of talking. Okay? But Rav Yitzchak's is more true, in a sense, because that's defining what it is. The other one is like a practical-minded type of thing. You know, the Bryce is talking practically. It's not just for contrast. Like, Lagabi Rishus, it doesn't just mean this for contrast. It means, when you say Lagabi Rishus, it shows you the nature of the framework in which you're talking about. You're talking about obligated or not. Is it Rishus or is it not Rishus? Or is it Chovah? So in that question, the difference between the two becomes blurred. Chovah and Mitzvah become one and the same. You know what I mean? So what we have to do now is, that's very good. The Braisa is clearer. Mincha, obligated or not obligated, that I'm talking about. But now Rav Yitzchak is saying that they're two totally different institutions, theoretically, conceptually. So the question is, so what are these two things? All right, so that we're going to have to look into a little bit. Okay, that we're going to have to look into a little bit. So I think Tosfos helps us out a little bit. Okay, so we're going to start from the middle. Okay, my Rishon, Mitzvah Bacharon Chama. So the beginning of Tosfos we're going to get to next, hopefully, is a question of what is the deal with my Macharon? Okay? Because on the surface, Mayim Achronim is the basic surface. It was set up because of this Melech Sodomus stuff, which is, are you guys familiar with this? It's basically the salt that there was on their foods, and it was dangerous. If you wouldn't wash your hands, it could be you touch your eyes and it would blind you. It's a dangerous type of salt. So therefore, after you eat, they set up, you have to do Mayim Achronim. Okay? But it's not so simple, because there's another Gemara in Brachos which seems to relate it to the Din of Kedusha. Okay, the pasuk v'skadishtem isum kadoshim. It says v'skadishtem is my mishonim. Isum kadoshim is my machronim. So it seems to indicate that there's something else my machronim. It's nothing to do with danger, but it's because of kedusha. So that's going to be a mystery. It's like what exactly? That's all they're showing. We're going to do the Tosas, so hopefully the Rambam and the Raivat. But it's a question of what is my machronim. But for the time being, let's just take it as it's because of sakana. Okay, it's because of Melech Sodomus. Okay. That's basically, that's what Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns it's because of Melech Sodomus. He says the other thing is just whatever, so smachta or whatever. Okay? So Tosfos is so fine. So now Tosfos goes, the end part of Tosfos, Vim Tomar, it's the end of the line, about halfway down Tosfos. He says, Vim Tomar, L'may naf gamina had the rishon the mitzvah v'achronim chova. Mali mitzvah mali chova? Hashravayu chova? Kedetani b'braisa v'lor shos? He says, what's the difference? Whether you call it a mitzvah or a chovah? What do I care if it's a mitzvah or a chovah? They're both a chovah, practically, like the Brisa says, not Rishos. So he's saying, well, so what's his question? I was thinking like what Ben's saying, is that he's not just asking you for what's the conceptual difference between chovah and Rishos. I mean, you'll see how it comes to what he brings in from his answer, but I don't think that's what he's asking. I mean, the difference is, define the difference, so figure it out. You figure out, one's chovah, one's Rishos, you know? One's chovah, one's mitzvah. I mean, chovah, mitzvah. I don't think that's what he's asking. I think what he's asking is that, what do you tell me, is that practically they're basically both chova and they're both not rishos. So the difference is, in theory, they're different things. One's chova and one's mitzvah. Their underlying nature, right? So he's saying, but what does that mean? You tell me, what does that mean practically? If it doesn't have any halachic difference, it doesn't have any mali mitzvah, mali chova, well, you make up categories here. Call it, it doesn't, because they have a different underlying, you know, reason why they're set up, or underlying nature, doesn't validate halachically making them into two categories. Or Yitzchak coming along and saying, no, this is chova, and this is mitzvah. Doesn't make sense. The Braisa should say, the Braisa is all that matters. This is chova, and this is rishos. Who cares? You don't have a Braisa that comes to teach you a knowing svara. A Braisa is being practical of halacha. It's a halachic system. There's no halachic difference, and they're not discussing it. So therefore, he's saying, Tosa is asking, he knows it must be that this has some nafgamina. So nachmin. Otherwise, your Yitzchak statement doesn't have any meaning. It's just it's not giving svaras. It's a halacha for a tana or a morris to say something. It has to be a nachmin. Saying just to tell me if you define these, you know, that's why you don't have a svara. The Rishonim don't say this is the svara. The Tamar is going to say, you know, this is din the gavra, this is din the chav. Well, who cares? What's the difference? It's not just clearing chakira, just time to speculate. Because there must be. Rav Yitzchak is coming to teach me something. What's he teaching me? That if I define them, I'll see that they're different, but they're the same. Practically the same. So, the different types of origins and different reasons philosophically why I have to do it. But whatever. But what's the difference? I mean, you see Tosfos holds that without a difference, he says, Mali, what do I care? It doesn't make, there's no, apparently it's not the place of Gemara to come along and just tell you there's an abstract theoretical difference between the two, which is no nachmin whatsoever. You know, so Gemara is this. My benayu. That has to be halacha. Halacha is a system of hilach. Hilach is a practical. So without a practical nafgamina, then the svara isn't going to be recorded. That's why he says l'may nafgamina. He's not asking what's the conceptual difference between the two. L'may nafgamina is what does make a difference practically. Right? How the shem mali mitzvah mali chova shavayu chova. They're both chayev. I don't mean shavayu chova. They're not shavayu chova. One's chova. One's mitzvah. Well, that's. It sounds like he's contradicting himself. He says, what's the difference? One's a mitzvah, one's a chovah. They're both a chovah. No, they're not both a chovah. They're one's a chovah, one's a mitzvah. Practically, they're both a chovah, but conceptually, they're different. You see, he wasn't happy just saying conceptually different. He says, what do you mean conceptually different? But where's the nafgamina?
Right? What's the difference practically? So he's going to give us nafkaminas, but I think from his nafkaminas, we'll hopefully be able to understand what these categories are conceptually. In other words, once there's practical nafkaminas, then the concepts are very significant, you know, because they're totally different things. But if there were no nafkaminas, then the concepts wouldn't be a subject of analysis in halacha, because halacha is analyzing things that are based upon the system, the practicalities of the system. But what underlies the practicalities is the concepts. So from the practicalities, hopefully we'll be able to derive what these two underlying categories are. You know, because there are two underlying categories. It's not only difference in practice. The difference in practice is a result of the underlying theoretical difference. You know what I mean? So that's what Tosus knows. Tosus knows that it must be that there's a nafkamina here. If there's no nafkamina, there's no question. So that's Tosus asking, what's the nafkamina? You know, there is a nafkamina, so that's what he's pointing you. Okay? I don't think he's like a question. I mean, he's leading you. He's showing you an idea. Oh, there's different. Now, the Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, the Mitzvah Chov must be what's Nafkamina. Where's Nafkamina? He's explaining. Mali this. What does he mean? Mali Chov, Mali Mitzvah means, what difference does it make? There's no difference. Halachically, there's no difference. But once you show me a difference, then the difference has to be traced back to underlying definitions. That's what's interesting. It's like, you're saying without halacha, the underlying ideas have no reality. But once it has a nafkamina, then the reality is the ideas which bring about that practical reality. I mean, that practical reality is caused by ideas, but those ideas are real because they have practical import. But it doesn't mean that the only thing which now exists is the practical import. It's the concept upon which it's based.
Tosa says like this. It says, "Vomer ben Utam, the nafkamina le milchames rishos." The Tnan Perikam Deirav and the Ptur Mechirit Zidayim. So if you go to war, Mechamet Roshas, the halacha is your potter from the Mechirit Zidayim. The Kamar of Ichi of Gemara, Lo Shonolai Meshonim, Abel Chronim Lo. Right? And there's the only potter from doing my Meshonim at war. But you're not potter from my Mechronim. The Omar of Yudah Breda of Chiyam, but Neymar of my Mechronim Chavim, Neis Melch Stomas. Because my machron is because of Melch Zedomus, because it's dangerous. So you can't say, you go to war, you don't have to worry about danger. Of course you have to worry about danger. You don't have to worry about danger when you're at war. Oh, but the mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, Mr. Shmuel Duchom, they said, you know what, don't worry about it. You're at war, you have other things to consider, you can't start making every guy who goes to war, I have to do my Rishonim, we're not going to bother you about it. But my machronim is a chova. It's an absolute. It's like, that's what means Rashi is like, stronger. It's more absolute. There's no, can't look the other way about a danger. But about halacha, you take a look the other way, they tell you that I'm a chayv you in this instance. You know what I mean? So they're saying it's stronger. It's a stronger type of a chayv. So what's the nature of this Torah of war, and why doesn't it apply to everything? Why doesn't it even apply to the Mayim HaShachorim? It's dangerous, so whatever, but I should be pata halachically. Now you tell me it's a bad idea, so it's a bad idea, but it seems to be there's no Ptor even. Tell me it's a Ptor from the halachic system, it's a Ptor from the halachic system. So why should there be a difference? What's the difference between the two, such that this is there's an nafkamina regarding war? Okay, so that's one difference. Ubehilchos gedolos pirish, another difference. The Rishonim shehem mitzvah mishum srach truma. So Rishonim's mitzvah goes srach truma. You know srach truma?
It seems like a
zecher kind of thing. Okay, so I guess I didn't understand. So srach truma. Srach truma is. Srach Truma is that, and we're going to get to this. But basically it is that Srach means like a custom. Like the custom, the Ochle Truma, Dunatila. What does it mean? It means that that Yadayim, Stam Yadayim, are something that's called the Shnias Latama, in the Rabbana. They're Tame, a second, a Shnia, Shani Latama. So the Stam hands, even if you don't know if you touch anything, they're Tame, they're Din Tama. And the thing is that if your Yadayim touch bread, okay, touch bread, which is Truma, it's going to make a Tame, a Shlishi, because Truma could become a Shlishi, so it's going to make your hands into a Shlishi, the bread into a Shlishi, and it's also to eat Truma Tameya. Not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. So if you can eat, if Kohanim, for instance, who are eating Truma, would not wash their hands before they ate their bread, which is Truma, they can end up being over an Isra of eating Truma Tameya. Right? So therefore, Kohanim, before they eat bread, they're going to have to, Truma bread, they're going to have to wash their hands. Okay? They have to do it in Tisnaim. Because Tisnaim, it removes the Tumma Sidaim. Okay? So every time a Kohen needs to touch Truma, you're going to have to do it in Tisnaim beforehand. Okay? You with me so far? Okay. Now the thing is that that nowadays there's no Chuma. But the problem is that when the basement is going to be rebuilt, then now all of a sudden you're going to have to start telling everybody about doing a Chuma, so the institution is going to become lost. So Chazal didn't want the institution of Until Sinai to be lost in the Galus. So what they wanted to do is to accustom Kohanim to be doing Until Sinai all the time, even in the Galus, so that when the basement is built and there is Truma, they're going to be doing Until Sinai still. So what they did is, they said that whenever you eat bread, you have to do Until Sinai. Okay? And for whatever reason, which we're going to get to, they said even Yisrael. Because in theory, that should only be a Kohen. Why should that be Yisrael? But what they said is that basically any time anyone eats bread, you have to do Until Sinai beforehand and be metar your hands, because it's a Srach Truma. Because to accustom them by Truma to wash their hands. So the real Until Sinai is really only by Truma. But as a Srach, the custom, everyone to do it by always, even by Truma, there's a halacha, the Racham or Masakin, that anytime you eat bread, you have to do Until Sinai. Yeah, so that's Srach Truma. So now what he's saying, Kohen the Bahag. So Mekan, So since it's a takanas chum, because Srach Truma needs a bracha, right? We say until his line. Aval achorim shel tzorach adam, which is l'tzorach adam, mishom melech sedomis, into an bracha. So it doesn't need a bracha. Okay? So that's another nafkmina bracha. So I have a question on that also. A question on that is what do you mean tzorach adam? I mean, but it's halacha. I mean, am I chayv to listen to it? Am I chayv to do it or not? I mean, is it just an optional thing, like I have the ability to do it if I want to or I don't really want to, or is halacha? I mean, it's true, it's dangerous to do, I don't know, to go skydiving. So, but it's not us, it's not halacha, it's not a bad idea. But I mean, my chorim isn't that, my chorim is a halachic thing. Right? It's halachic, I have a chayv to do it. So, isn't it a kashekir shalom tzosov? I mean, I'm a chayv to do it because of the sasor or whatever, I mean, isn't there a mitzvah? So, what do you mean, they shame the tzorach adam? Yeah, but bottom line is, it's a halacha, and it's an istava to do it. So why don't you make a bracha? Who cares that it's chova or shalom? I mean, bottom line is it's chova. I mean, that's the bottom line. So what's the difference? Why should that make a difference? You know what I mean? Why don't I make a bracha on that? Right? Okay. On my mechronim. I mean, l'shein l'tzorach adam. I mean, everything's l'tzorach adam. I mean, it's l'tzorach adam spiritually. But what's the difference? I mean, so why don't I make a bracha? But that's the point. Achamim or mechayev me to do something which is l'tzorach adam. You know? I mean, yeah, it's putting on tefillin is also l'tzorach adam. But Torah is mechayev me to do my tzorach. It's a different tzorach. But what's the difference? Okay? So that's the question. So fine. So basically, we have to try to do is, from these two nafkaminas, to try to deduce the concept of the difference between Rishos and Mitzvah. Okay? Okay, so for now, I mean, we're going to finish Tosas and we'll think about it for tomorrow. But that's the main idea. That's the main question. But now he says, Mekan Kazar Ben Yehuda, Perek Mel Madlikim, et Asefta, Shein Levarcha, Kriya Shema, Shulf Nevi Tasa, Asher Hashem's Wut Sivanu, Likros Shema. You should make a bracha on Kriya Shema Lamita, because Kriya Shema Lamita is a sakana. It's to protect you from the mazikin, right? Or deus or whatever, from being harmed by going to sleep. Whatever pshat you want to say. But it's not because of a mitzvah. It's to protect you from a danger. It's dangerous to go to sleep if you're not saying it. So if that's the case, so saying therefore, similarly, you don't make a bracha on Kriya Shema Lamita. No, you don't make a bracha, because he's saying, like, when something's sakana, or because of the Tzorach Adam, it's saying you don't make a bracha. That's what he's saying. It's my Machorim, it's a Tzorach Adam, so you don't make a bracha. I'm showing him you do because it's Tzakana, but this is just the Tzorach Adam. So saying, so Kirshon Mitzvah also, you don't make a bracha because it's just the Tzorach Adam. So the question is, how does that fit into the idea? Maybe you have to figure out how that fits into the idea. Okay, Vim Tomar, so that tells us one of the things. Mitzvahim, could go on being Vinal Abbasar, Shin Tzorach Mitzvah, Tim Bracha. What about my Mitzvahim? Let's say, for instance, I eat cheese. And then I eat meat. So you have to do my Until Sinai. Right? Assume, because, right, Gvina, Kinoch, Hadacha, that stuff, right? So why didn't I say Until Sinai there? Because that's not because of my health, because of Sakana, that's because of a mitzvah, to be mafsik between the Basar and the Chalaf. Right? So he says, V'yesh lomar, de'ein ze kiyem hechsher achila, k'mon nikor chalav m'lichas basar. He says, that's just a hechsher achila. It's like a preparation for achila, like cleaning out the chelav, nikar chelav, I'm sorry. Cleaning out the chelav, the fats which are also to eat. You have to clean them out before you eat meat. Or you have to salt meat to get out the blood. So he says, no bracha on that, because that's just a hechsher achila. So the question is, what's that idea? I mean, apparently there's a new concept here. So there's mitzvah demands a bracha, There's chova, which is based upon sakana somehow. That doesn't demand the bracha. But then there's something else, which is also mitzvah, but it's like a hechsher achila, so that also, you know, that also doesn't demand the bracha. I mean, in theory, you could say that netilas daim is also a hechsher achila, because you're not allowed to eat it unless you're netilas daim. I mean, like, what's... It's like a, there's a new concept, there's a new category here. You know what I mean? It's hechsher achila. So the question is, what's this new idea here? You know what's funny? This is all funny, is that... That on the one hand, you tell me chova is more severe than mitzvah, right? Like you see in war, you gotta do it, absolutely. You know, when it comes to bracha, that which is more severe doesn't have a bracha, but that which is less severe does have a bracha. It's a little bit funny. You know, you'd think, no, that's better, adifa, so maybe that should certainly have a bracha, you know? Like, that's a little funny. I mean, it has to be explained. It's not impossible, but it has to be explained.